driving you home every weekday afternoon. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
The Cambridge Summer Music Festival is one of the most successful in the UK, yet despite this, the trustees have launched a £35,000 appeal to keep it going. Here to explain more is the director, Juliet Abrahamson. Hello, Juliet. Thank you for coming in. So what's gone wrong here?
Well, we've been in existence for 35 years now, and we've been very successful, getting bigger and all the rest of it. But comes along with that comes the difficulty of running an arts organisation that depends so much on either unearned income or income from high-risk concerts or things that one puts on that aren't even high-risk, but need to provide an income that covers not only the artist's fees, but the venues and the administration. And it's a tall order, and we've been struggling a little bit, although on the face of it, we've been very, very successful. This year, our increase in audience numbers was 30% up. So we're looking at around 13,000 to 15,000 people coming to these concerts a year. And a lot of them are free concerts. We do 5 concerts in the Botanic Gardens, which are free, called Sounds Green. And this year we had a maximum number at one of them, I think, of about 2,200, something like that. But the amount of money that we can get on from those is a collection, and it doesn't always pay for all the expensive things that we have.
I suppose there's the organisation on its own is going to cost some elements, even if people perhaps give some of their time free, and also things like, well, maybe the ticketing and organising that if you're not charging anything, and sponsorship. Do you look around for that?
We do get sponsorship, and this year we didn't manage to get quite as much. We are under resourced in the fact that we have just one full time employer, which is myself, and a part time one, which is an administrator. And of course, it isn't, you know, when you're going from year to year, the amount of money that you have to raise for these things becomes
and the reasoning for the lack of sponsorship is this simply that sponsors say, well, it's very nice, we've really enjoyed the concerts, we've been doing it for so many years, let's move on, or they're not able to give so much. What's the reason for it?
We have some very, very good sponsors, and ones that come back year after year. In fact, we tend not to lose sponsors. I think it's really that you're often looking for things that are specific that sponsors want, and time constraints for trying to raise money when you're actually trying to arrange the concerts as well means that you have a limited amount of time to actually go and approach people and to raise the amount you need. One's always trying to arrange to get money from all sorts of sources. You get ticket sales, but ticket sales never in the arts organisations raise the amount of money that you need. Usually you're lucky if you get 40 to 60%.
Right.
And we do get about 50 to 60%. On most events.
So it sounds like everything else you're doing all the right things.
A lot of the right things, but it is a high risk business, and the arts are difficult to fund.
I'm wondering if there's an income available from parts of the National Lottery, for example, and the Arts Council. There has been sort of funding reductions, hasn't there?
There have, and there are funding reductions all over the place. It's had a knock-on effect too, that people are applying more to trusts, which we do get a certain amount of money from, and they go to more people go to trusts, and there's more competition for the amount of money that trusts can give. The City Council itself can't afford as much as it used to give.
They've revamped with this Cambridge Live thing, haven't they, in the past few days?
Well, they have, but they do have grant applications that you can put for, but they're much smaller than they were, and in fact there isn't as much money available for it. So we find ourselves in the difficult position of having to raise money to go forward, to be able to pay bills. And we're determined to do it, but I heard this morning that of the 35,000 that we need by the end of the year, we've been raising money now through Just Giving for a week, And we have, with the money that we've raised for gift aid and so on, achieved so far 28% of that money just in a week. And we have till the end of December. So I think we're doing very well. And I'm so grateful to everybody who has supported us so far.
Yes, of course. We think of the Cambridge Summer Music Festival, but it's not that just that. There's other events that you do at other times of the year as well.
There is. That's our main focus. But and we do all sorts of things. And the main thing about the Cambridge Summer Music Organisation is that it tries to appeal to everybody in Cambridge. It has a wide variety of music. We have music for children, music for older people. We have lunchtime concerts that mean that people don't have to come into Cambridge at night. And then we have our Music in Quiet Places series, which is the series of four concerts in the autumn and in the spring. And those are for the villages. And we take music out to the villages and have very, very successful concerts there. Sometimes they're folk, sometimes they're jazz, sometimes they're, you know, in this case, we've got a piano recital and some wonderful young Irish folk musicians coming and so on. So we do try and do something that's across the board for everyone. And one of the things we do in the summer is a marvellous workshop for children, for any talent, anybody who wants to do it. And this year attracted 60 children for a week's workshop, and they did a production at the end of it. So we try and do everything that will suit everybody in Cambridge.
The villagers thing you mentioned is quite interesting, because I think, you know, young and old people sometimes kind of get stuck after dark, don't they, with the bus services not what they used to be. If they want to go into town, into the city, they've sometimes got to get a taxi, or young and old almost have to hunt around for some means of transport. So to be able to do it in the village where they live is pretty good.
Well, we've had a lot of villagers who will come and they'll come to the concert and they'll say, oh, will you come do one in our church? Or usually it's the churches, because there aren't that many big buildings that will host a concert. So it's usually the churches. And we've done, actually, I don't know how many we've done now, but
well, that sounds like you've done a lot. That's always good.
Well, we've been running it now for, it's nearly 3 years, and that's two sessions, a series, one in the autumn, one in the spring. And we're in the middle of the autumn one right now.
Okay. Well, Juliet, thank you very much for coming in. Just a reminder then for people, if they want to donate, this is through Just Giving, is it?
Just Giving, yes. They can go onto our website, which is cambridgesummermusic.com, and they'll be directed through to Just Giving. And or you can go straight to the Just Giving site and look up Cambridge Music. And if I may say that the next village concert is the Cantu Ensemble, which is this lovely early group that do, they have a lot of musicians, five of them playing and singing, and that will be in Haslingfield on Saturday, the 25th of October. So
this coming Saturday, isn't
this
it?
This coming Saturday.
Worryingly, yeah. I had to think about that. The month is moving on. That sounds pretty good,
doesn't it?
It does. Juliet, thank you very much for coming in and speaking to 105 Drive. That's Juliet Abrahamson.
Thank you, Juliet.
And she's director with the Cambridge Summer Music Festival.